4 NUE, mobile.
Hi, Chad. In 0 TR stationary.
What's going on, Tom? How are you this morning, sir?
Sitting outside here waiting on Bernice to get her teeth cleaned. She should be done not too much longer, I hope. And I talked to HSX Dave for a while this morning. Really enjoyed that. And then I talked to another gentleman by the name of David. What you up to?
On the way to one of my 4 visits to 3 different airports today. Oh, man. What a mess.
KB2HXS, still in here.
Hi, Dave. I had the radio down. I was texting back and forth with my nephew up in Boston. And they have a farm that was my brother-in-law's out in Kansas. And they said it's so dry out there that the neighbor's coming over pumping water out of our old big pond there on my favorite brother-in-law George's place that's no longer with us. But the kids still own the farm. Well, I heard you briefly say last night that Anna had had some problems with the airlines, which is not unusual nowadays. But explain that to us there, Chad.
This morning, sir. Nice to hear you in there. So you can no longer, according to the airline, no longer fly straight from New York to Greenville-Spartanburg, according to them. Although they flew up there from Greenville-Spartanburg to Greenville. But the returning flight, you have to leave New York to Chicago, then from Chicago to Greenville-Spartanburg. So they went to the New York airport and made it to Chicago. And on the way to Chicago, the airplane had problems. So they sat on the tarmac for, I don't know, about an hour trying to get things straightened out. Sent a maintenance crew to get some adjustments on the plane. And then took off. Well, they made it to Chicago, and then that pushed their connecting flight, 10 minutes past. They missed their connecting flight, pretty much. So, no flights back today, according to them. So, they're jockeying 2 or 3 different airlines flying in at 3 different locations. And guess who has to go pick them up? Plus a vehicle that was left in Asheville.
Well, glad I don't fly. Well, gentlemen, good to hear you in your chat. I'm pulling up to my destination here, my first stop this morning. So I'm going to jump out. Chad, good to hear you in there. Tom, have a good morning. And let's see, how do I say this? I'll catch you all later, KB2HXS.
I've memorized that too, y'all. I'm learning the language down here. Have a good day, and most of all, a safe day, Dave. KB2HSX and 0TR. Or I got it backwards. Anyways, Chad, I'm bad about that. I was just thinking about that nightmare. So you got to go to Asheville and pick up the vehicle, and what else you got to do?
This is the 73, Dave. Have a blessed day, bud, and it's nice to hear from you too, sir. So here's the conversation that happened at about 12:30 midnight last night. Is that I think there is a spare key for her sister's car hanging on the key rack. Take Perry up to Asheville and grab her car and bring it back home, please. On a key that we think is her sister's car. I said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not driving all the way to Asheville to the airport for a key that might be your sister's car. Now, just think about that for a minute.
Yeah, that's the right decision.
A Okay, you with me so far. Good. We think alike sometimes. I got in a disagreement with the lady behind the counter, of course, because she's telling them that there's no flights back till Wednesday. And, of course, they're tired and upset and so on and so forth. Anyway, they put them in a motel room, got in the airport motel room at 1:30 last night. Miraculously found them a flight in business class on the same airplane they had told them that there were no seats available. And got up at 3:30. So she's had, about an hour and a half of sleep in a 24-hour period. So I'll have my body armor on when I go pick her up.
Good plan A, anyways. I don't know what to tell you on plan B. Oh, my. Gee-many. Would be like waking up a badger out of the long winter sleep.
Exactly. So it's going to all work out, though. It's just going to take all day to get it straightened out. But this is why I don't fly. Now, I personally don't have an issue with going down to Charleston and jumping on a flight with the flight crews. I don't mind. That's quite enjoyable, actually. Because if something goes wrong with the flight, the airman behind the counter that, you can cuss each other out and it's okay, if you know what I mean. But you just can't do that in regular airports.
TR-204-NUE. Yeah, no, you best not. Because you're going to lose that battle. And there's still people that do it. I don't understand them. One lady got 4 months in jail. I seen on the news there on the internet. I don't watch the main national news, but I think they sentenced her to 4 months for the interference with a flight crew. And these people do it all the time. They're just mental midgets. They'd ought to know better. In my day, the biggest problem was, and I never encountered it with anybody, but I've seen it happen a lot of times, they serve them little bottles of whiskey, and guys get a little bit inebriated. And thank God I don't drink. Because I'm a cheap drunk, Chad, and one of those little bottles would be enough to knock me on my tail. And if you think that I'm bad now, wait till you get a little alcohol in me. And I haven't done that for about, 40 years. And the wife told me, I come home from a bachelor party, and the guys had shoved drinks at me because I knew I didn't drink, and like a fool, I drank them. And she said, if you ever come home that way again, the door will be locked, and you're not getting in, mister.
Well, I've heard that before. I'm ashamed to say. Years ago, that don't work at the house, and that's the way it ought to be. But, you can't be bright and shiny all the time. Let me just say it that. So, at any rate, I am on the way to Greenville-Spartanburg Airport to pick up my son, my oldest. And I suspect he's going to be pretty ill as a hornet, too, because he's got to have his sleep. He gets really grumpy without sleep. So, in about 15 minutes, I'm going to pick him up, and we're going to have a wonderful ride back home. I'll tell you all about it when I get him home.
Was he on the same flight as as Anna was?
No. So that's what I failed to tell you. It was a total of 4 people, Anna, her sister, Lewis, and our new daughter-in-law. So in order to get them all home, they had to break all four of them up on different flights. So, there you go. And you might as well say five. Me, I never got on the airplane. I never had anything to do with this. but I am today. So, you know, Tom, the military told me when I retired, we went through about 5 days of, you know, going through the insurance and the medical and how it all works. Pretty dry stuff. So this old master sergeant, the last day when everything was over and we were released, he took me outside and said, I'm going to tell you the only thing you need to know, son. KO4NUE with N0TR. Now that you're retired, plan your day, because if you don't, somebody will plan it for you. So, there you go. Prime example of what's happening.
It's N0TR. Yeah, we always, in the Navy, you always had a POD, plan of the day. That's for sure, Chad. And I always ask Bernice at night before we go to bed, I'll say, now, what's the plan of the day for tomorrow? And so far as I know, clean teeth was the only thing, and then we got to get back and water the lawn because the kids come out, and we denatched, we aerated, and we fertilized, and we seeded, and now I got to keep it wet. But, yeah, you sound like you got much worse POD today, and but thank God they're all right, and you get them all home in one piece. Well, what did they do? Just cancel the straight-through flight from New York to here? We flew to LaGuardia from here, straight through, several years ago. It's been through 3 years ago. We went up to Boston, and we went over New York, and I've never seen anything more denser populated than that. I've never been there before. And, oh, my gracious. My wife said, or Bernice said, you shouldn't say that out loud. I looked down there, and I said, that looks like a bunch of maggots.
I don't do dense populations either. I guess that's part of the attraction for the radio, I guess. But at any rate, I don't know how, I guess the stars just lined up and all of the airplanes got messed up. But you get one airplane that gets out of sequence, it just messes up, you know, four or five other connections, I guess. But they are a little bit ill. I've talked with both, all of them on the phone except for her sister, and I'm just waiting. I don't know. I probably can put up with 2 or 3 minutes of it. After that, it's not going to be a bright and shiny moment.
You just say, well, like back home, now, you keep it up, and I'm going to get a bad case of closed pores. That pretty well covers it, Chad. Yeah, the problem is we've aged. Used to be not any problem at all, but as we've aged now, it's bad because 99% of what you'll get out of here is to Atlanta, and then from there you're dispersed wherever you're going. But I've seen some crazy routines. I mean, they'll fly to Minneapolis, to the Twin Cities, and then back down to Chicago, and then back over to Detroit. Or, it's just crazy, some of the routes they take. But you're right, the people like to get a short turnaround and not have a layover in an airport. But when you get old, even Charlotte is huge anymore. I think there's three terminals there. With heart failure, I can't walk that far, so I got to have a wheelchair. Well, most of the time, there'll be somebody there waiting on you with the wheelchair if you get it in advance. And but that isn't always the case. And if you got a short turnaround, you're liable to miss that flight. We've been the last ones on the flight several times because of that. But they'll say, you know, when you get there, Tom, Bernice, that's you? Yeah. And we'll tell them, yeah, okay, and then the plane takes off. Well, there's Bernice.
We'll say hi to Jen.
Hi, Jen.
And we're going to get mobile too, Jen. It's N0TR.
G with N0TR. Roger that. Hello, Miss Bernice. Hope you're having a good morning, ma'am. And Tom, you be safe. I'm right here at the airport. And the fun starts now. I can't wait. Oh dear. So anyway, y'all have a wonderful day. 73's KO4NUE. I'll be cleared, sir.
This might be the day to change your ways and go get drunk. You might survive better. Anyway, 73's Jen. I'm just kidding, of course. KO4NUE and 0TR. Talk to you later.
NUE, KN4, BWA.
BWA, KO4NUE. What's going on, Steve? Can't talk long, but I'm right here at the gate.
Oh, I won't keep you but a second. I just thought I'd let you know I talked to our friend, and he said he got some good data last night, and he's analyzing. And you know that old saying about the foxhole, don't you?
No, I've never heard it, the foxhole, but go ahead and tell me.
Well, it seems to be apropos to your situation. You keep your derriere down and your head even lower.
Might be a problem for me. I try to be the daddy of the house. And I'll take a little bit, but I ain't going to take too much. If you don't, then things get out of whack in a hurry. So I'm going to see how this goes. But I've been here before, more than once. So I'm going to... Here's the way it's gonna work. So we're gonna let one little snide comment go, and then the second snide comment, we're gonna get a little look, and then the third comment is gonna be just complete shutdown. So we'll see.
Well, what you need to do, was any of it your fault?
I didn't have anything to do with this. I'm just, you know, airport messed up. Now I'm having to go to four different airports today to get four different people, and none of them's had sleep. Well, they've had about an hour sleep in the past 24 hours. So I'm gonna be sympathetic to that for a little bit until, you know, when this turns into my fault, and it won't take but about 3 minutes for one of them to drag me into it. And that's at that point is when well, daddy's not being bright and shiny today.
You do, don't you? You just put earplugs in, get them all picked up, keep your earplugs in, and when you get back to the house, point to four separate bedrooms and say, I will see you in 8 hours, not before. Good night.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I got some pretty good sleep last night. I might can take two or three before I, you know, getting all bright and shiny. But anyway, 73's, bud. I need to get on. I'm fixing up, pull in here. So, KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Ringy dingy. Good luck, brother. I'll be thinking about you. Remember, keep your butt down, keep your head even lower. 73's, KN4, VWA, clear.